Collective bargaining talks between Detroit's car companies and the United Auto Workers Union are underway. General Motors is the first contract which the UAW hopes to settle. Current deals between the automakers and the union are set to expire in mid-September. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the automotive website, thedetroitbureau.com. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan, inflation and job security as manufacturers adopt electric vehicles are the main talking points.
We know that the automakers need to reduce the cost of building an EV. And because EVs are simpler, they're going to need less labor. So you're going to see the manufacturers push to get the union to accept the idea that they're simply going to need fewer workers in the future. And of course, the union's going to push back because that means fewer members and lower employment.
So they've started talks with General Motors, the first automaker they pick, you know, is usually to set the tone for the rest of collective bargaining. So why start with General Motors, and what specifically might they be looking for with them to set a tone for talks with Stellantis and Ford?
Well, we've heard a lot of different scenarios played out as to who is going to be the so-called target, the manufacturer that the UAW ultimately hopes to get the best deal from. But there's a reason that they started with GM, and that's because that automaker has made the most direct and serious commitment to making the transition to battery electric vehicles. And it's put in a lot of new production capacity, new plants, new battery plants. So they could be the manufacturer that we see the threat to jobs play out most quickly.
UAW has went through a lot of changes in the last 4 years structurally, and obviously now Sean Fain is president. So what might he bring different to this round of negotiations? I know one thing he's kind of been hammering is a focus on transparency.
Sean Fain won a very tight race to head the UAW, kicking out incumbents that had gotten to the point where they were generally trying to work with corporate management to try to find a real satisfactory compromise when they negotiated new contracts. And that didn't play out with enough members that he got in on this progressive platform. In this case, progressive means taking a tougher role. And he has signaled that already by using terms like the enemy to describe the automakers. In reality, he knows that it's not going to be a case of just simply walking in and making a lot of demands.
With the perception that the EVs take fewer people to make, how much of an uphill battle is it going to be to keep all of the union jobs, or is there a real possibility that maybe they have to give some concessions there?
There's going to have to be, in the end, some sort of compromise, because the union cannot price the Detroit automakers out of the market as they invest billions and billions of dollars to go electric. And Fain knows that. At the same time, he's going to face very heavy pressure from his membership, who expect him to deliver job protection and new benefits, such as a return of the cost of living allowance. One of the things that's going to be a real test is to see if he can deliver on promises to get some of the new plants that the Detroit automakers are putting up, such as the battery plant in Lordstown, Ohio, that GM has set up, and get those unionized.
And kind of on the other side of the coin with the EV stuff, you know, the car companies have set these plans to adopt it over the next decade plus, and the contracts with the union are typically about 4 years. So is this something where all of these concerns need to be answered right now, or how important is it to get that kind of laid down in this cycle of bargaining?
Clearly, the UAW finds it very important to establish some of the critical changes and how they will affect the union membership right now, and not wait until the automakers have even more investment in their EV plans. True, there's going to be a lot more to come after this four-year contract expires, but they want to make sure that they set a precedent.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the automotive website, thedetroitbureau.com. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.